Fred Finn Radio, the Festival Insider. We are in Manchester today and we are now with Matteo Brugini from Centro di Lingua e Cultura Italiana per Stranieri, and he is the pioneer of a very interesting project that enables teachers to turn full-length movies into complete language courses by treating them as TV series. So Matteo, what's the idea behind this?
So the idea is that by working in this way, students can understand a movie much better than in a one-sitting viewing. And this is especially true for the low levels as A2, for example.
A2 is like the elementary false beginner level, isn't it?
Yeah, let's say for Italian as a second language, A2 level, students at A2 level know present, past tense, and they make themselves understood in very, very basic and easy situations.
What kind of difficulties did you encounter while preparing this project, while working on this project?
The major problem was finding a key to convert every movie into a complete series of activities, because there are some movies which are easier. For example, I have been today presenting a lesson plan based on La Finestra di Fronte, which is a quite easy movie, and there are other movies that are more difficult. The difference is that some movies already contain the basic elements of storytelling. There's a lot of suspense, of surprises, and there are other movies which don't have these basic elements, and we found out a way to create these effects, suspense, surprise, curiosity, when they are not in the original movie.
So the selected movie is divided into episodes, short episodes from 2 to 10 minutes maximum, yeah, right, and shown along several language classes. Why authentic material instead of learning videos, for example?
First of all, because I personally enjoy working with full-length films, and so do my students. And my major concern was that, as a teacher, but also as a student, I didn't like when we used to watch a film in one sitting from the beginning to the end. And then, when my level of English, for example, was low, I couldn't understand anything. And then the teacher had to explain, and as a teacher I didn't like this way of working because I had to talk a lot and I don't like the teacher talking time. I wanted my students to have the opportunity to understand the movie in a more personal and effective way when their level doesn't allow them to understand in a one sitting viewing.
Okay, so what's the result of this method?
Well, we have noticed that the students understand the movie much better than in a one-sitting viewing, and this method increases a lot the involvement of the students in the classroom, and also it provides good results for the spoken and the written language and the learning of vocabulary, which means that the students speak and write more than with normal activities and can learn vocabulary in a more fast and effective way than with other activities.
What's the first word that comes to your mind when you think to education?
I would say fun, have fun, because as a student, sometimes I had really fun when learning and I found it great, and sometimes I got bored and I found it really unfair. So as a teacher, I decided that I want my students to have fun.
Thank you very much, Matteo. This is Fred Film Radio. We are in Manchester at Flame Conference that is about film, language and media in education. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.